first of all, it should never be forced on people. It should only be offered to employees. Secondly, I think that there should be a good, solid science base to how it's explained, what the rationale is, what the business case might be for it. Another is that the culture of the workplace should be one that supports people who do choose to try mindfulness. I was at a company a little while ago where there were rows and rows of people staring at their video screens, you know, glued to their computers, and there were two meditation rooms there. And someone told me, well, yes, there are those meditation rooms, but if you are seen using them too much, you might be fired. You know, that does not instill, the urge to practice mindfulness. So I think another criterion is that the instructor be someone who knows what they're doing and who can answer questions well. I'd say that there's a wonderful app being prepared at the University of Wisconsin by Davidson's group. It's called the Healthy Minds Institute, which has a 3-month course in mindfulness, which is very science-based and well-instructed. And there's several others. And there also is a whole cadre of mindfulness instructors being prepared or already prepared to do that. But I would caution anyone who's thinking of bringing mindfulness into their company to be sure that it's brought in the right way.
So if someone listening is convinced and wants to do that, what would be the best way for them to present the business case for mindfulness practice to senior management?
So if you look at our book, Altered Traits, and you look at the benefits that accrue right at the beginning, it's very clear. You can easily translate that into a business case, because people who can stay focused despite all the distractions in the workplace, people who can who have better cognitive abilities, people who can handle the stress that's inevitable in any workplace, are going to perform better. I think that's the business case, pure and simple.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.